Don't argue over here because it goes on the video.
Why didn't you tell me before? It's too late. No. It's this button you press up.
Yeah.
Yesterday it didn't go up. Right.
Okay, you're right.
Good morning, everybody. Say, in January, over the year, we always hear, whenever there's discussion in halacha, and it comes to shiurim, we always hear, Chaim Noah, Chazanish, yeah, we should be machmir. Today, I would like to discuss what is the machlokes of Chaim Noah and Chazanish. What is it? What's the Makoy? Where is it? Basically, where does it come from? So the Emma says 40 minutes is not really, 50 minutes is not really the right amount, it's not really, nowhere near enough to explain into the background. But just a bit on the surface, just understand, what is the Machlokes of Chaim Noah and the Chazanish? What is it? So firstly, before we go into it, Lahalacha Lamaisa, generally, we take on Lachumra. We take on Lachumra. Both ways around, especially by the Raisas. If let's say matzah, first kazayas of matzah, avada with medakda, to eat the shell chazanish. And even by their opponents, they're definitely mocking to be machim as well. But the meisim ikadim by their opponents, we can use the kula dekashe, either the smaller or the bigger, depending on what the halacha is. Now, it starts off like this. The Gemara says in Erevin, the Gemara says at the beginning of Erevin, that Shurim is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Shurim is all the different Shurim that we have, all different Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Shtenish Klon in Torah, doesn't speak out clearly in the Torah. But as Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, we know there's a set of Shurim. And one of them, the Gemara says, is a Revi'as Yain L'Nozim. A Nozim, we know, is not allowed to drink wine. And how much? How much is not allowed to drink? So Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai says, he's not allowed to drink a Revi'as. That's the shit. Drinking less, that's not the Issa of the Torah. Only a Shei Revi'as. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now, the Shiner is, what is a Revi'as? What is a Revi'as? Right? So, we also know a Revi'as is also Machloikas. We know we pass in a Revi'as. A Revi'as is 1.5 Beitzim. 1.5 Beitzim, 1.5 Beim, some say, is a Revi'as. 1.5 Beim. Okay, so now, what is a Shei Revi'as? What is it in centimeters, in cubic centimeters? What is it in grams? What is a Shei Revi'as? Very nice, but nice. We want to know. We want to measure how much to eat, how much to drink. What is the shit? So the first one to give a more of a concise share and to tell it to us even up until today is, believe it or not, the Rambam. The Rambam, already so many years back, he himself already was bothered this question. What is a Revi'as? How can we measure it, Lemaisa? So the Rambam says, I'll read you out the Rambam. The Rambam is in Pirshei Mishnayos. The Rambam says this: "V'ani osisi midah, I tried to make measurements, b'tachlis ma sheicholti, as much as I could, min adik tukum asasi, and I found like this: ha'revi'as haniskeres b'chol mokem b'chol haTorah, tochil a revi'as will take up the space min hayayin korev shishim v'esrim k'sofim anikroim derhem ba'arovi, u'min amayim korev l'shiva v'esrim derhem." He says, if you take a coin, those days in his time, the coins were called dirhams, or drachma. Dirham, they say dirham, that's what they write.
Yeah.
And if you take these coins, and use displacement. In other words, take a cup of water, and put these coins in the cup of water, and let the water fall out, spill out. Now, the coins that are inside, and the water is the same amount, right? Because whatever the coins take up, the water comes out. So that water, says the Rambam, if you put 27 coins into a cup of water, the water that comes out, that water is a Revi'as. 27 of these coins is a Revi'as. Yeah, there's a few ways how to measure it. This is the best way how to work it out. 27 coins, displacement is called, the water that takes over the water. So 27 of these coins is a Revi'as. Now, how much is a coin? Right? We're still not that clear. So the Rambam didn't need to bother tell us what the size of a coin was, right? But because everybody had those coins those days. But we don't have them, right? We don't really have them anymore. Well, we'll still discuss that. So how much, what's the weight? The weight of a coin, in other words, it's the same thing as the measurement, we're going to know accordingly. What is the weight of a coin, these coins, dirhams? So, the general accepted, this is Reb Chaim Noah takes on. The general accepted amount of each coin is 3.2 grams. If you want to be more medactic, 3.205 grams. Every coin is exactly the same, the weight as 3.205 grams.
Of water?
One coin. No, the coin, just the coin. Yeah.
But the space.
Right.
Metal weighs a lot more than water.
No, so there are means that it's not the actual coin. The coin itself, I don't care about the weight of the coin. The Rambam is saying, wherever the coin will take away from the water, wherever water will come out because of this coin, the weight of the water is the rebate. Yeah. I don't care about the weight of the coin.
Yeah,
right. Now like this, the rule is when it comes to water, the weight of the water is exactly the same as its size. In other words, 1 gram of water is 1 milliliter of water. It's the same thing. That's the rule of water. Every thing in the world has its own weight. Right? The water, the weight and the size are exactly the same. So it makes it very simple. So in other words, if the coin takes out 27 coins, take out 3.05 grams times 27, 3.05 times 205 times 27, that's the amount of milliliters that are going to come out. And that's the same amount of grams. It's the same amount of grams because water, the grams, and the milliliters is the same thing. Now what is the shade of the shade? The shade comes out, if you make a judgment, 27 times 3.205 is 86.5 grams. In other words, the revius is 86.5 grams. So come out to your coins. Yeah, 86, come out to your coins, right? That's your dua there. That's a revius, right? Now, so then if we said before, a revius is 1.5 beitzim, a revius is 1.5 beyim, so 86.5, make it simple, 86, what is two-thirds of 86? Two-thirds of 86 is divided by 3 times 2, is 57 grams. 57 grams is the beitzim. 57 grams is a beyim. Now, if you take today's beitzim and make displacement, the same thing, take a full cup and put in one of our normal beyim and let the water come out, weigh that water, the water of today's beyim is 57 grams. Yeah, I'm not going into the shell. I'm not going into that. That's also another whole discussion. So, the beyim with a shell, let's do with a shell, is 57 grams. Our beyim today fit shtim exactly with the way the Rambam says how he makes his cheshem with the coins.
What size? The
normal size that we buy.
What?
So the normal ones that we buy. Not the ones in the big boxes. Those tend to be smaller. The ones that you buy the 12 ones, the dozen eggs. Those ones are bigger than the boxes ones. And you buy the big trays. Those the bigger ones is 57 grams. Yeah. So it fits very nice. It's all very well. It fits very well. Today's beyim is the same beyim that we've always had according to the Rambam's cheshbon. It's the same beyim. Nothing's changed. And everything is fine and well. Everything's okay. Right now. Accordingly, this is only made your cheshbon, beyim, the size of a beyim, the size of a revius, and then you go bigger and bigger, and so on, yeah? It goes all. But what about measurements of tefach, amma? What about those ones? Where's that shit coming? So it goes like this. So I'll move on over to the shit, the other shit. We know it's boys, and the shit of tvachim, ammas. So this is one side of the coin. This is just a Rambam. This is one side of the coin, right? This is just a Rambam, and this is what Chaim Noah takes on, and he says that all the poskim ad until a certain amount of time, not so long ago, took on that the Rambam, and he writes as well of Chaim Noah that especially the Svardish poskim. Why? Why the Svardish poskim? Because ad hayom hazeh, there's Arab countries that use these same coins. These dirhams, Morocco they use them, and there's many other Arabic countries, they still use these coins. So, and definitely until 100 years ago, it was very well understood. It worked very well. They were close to these coins, they knew what it's all about, and it stimmed very well, and it fitted them. Okay, that's Shetzer Rambam. And Ibrahim Noe, this comes out, Ibrahim Noe is just explain the Rambam, just bringing him out. It's noted as a Chaim Noah's shit, but now like this. The other side of the coin is the Tzlach. Okay? The Tzlach, again, the Chazanish, it's not the Chazanish. The Chazanish backs up the Tzlach. Okay, now the Tzlach says this. The Tzlach is in Psochim. The Tzlach says this. The Gemara says in Psochim, Daf Kuf Tes. The Gemara says that is. Now, I'll help a bit of cop. The Gemara says that, what is the Shel Berevius? The Gemara says, what's the Shel Berevius? What is the Shel Berevius? Says the Gemara, it's two etz boys, a cubic, two etz boys, by two etz boys, by two etz boys, and seven tenths. The Gemara says, two etz boys, by two etz boys, and a half etzba, and one fifth of etzba, which is seven tenths of etzba, right? So two, yeah, a half, and one fifth is seven tenths. So two etz boys, two fingers, and seven tenths of an etzba. That cube is a revi, says the Gemara. Now what's an etzba? What's an etzba? Etzba is the thumb, right? Okay, the thumb of a person. The normal thumb, it's mokem hakeshe, it's called. Mokem hakeshe is the place where the thumb bends. That is generally a different dimension to the rest of the thumb. That two etz boys, by seven tenths of an etzba, 2.7 of an etzba is a revius. Says the Tzlach, I did it. Says the Tzlach, I made a cheshbon, I used fingers. He's talking about fingers of his days. I used fingers. And, right, I made this cube. Then, that's a revius. Now we know a revius is one and a half beitzim. So then, how many beitzim are supposed to fit in there? One and a half. Says Reb Chaim Noeh, says the Tzlach, I fitted way more than that amount of beitzim inside there. Way more. It was more than two beim fitted in there. So it seems that there's something wrong. The beim don't fit. We said till now very nice, the beim fits with the coins of the Rambam. But the beim don't fit with the shear of the Gemara of these etz boys. It doesn't fit in. The beim are way too small. The beim are much smaller than what the Gemara says in Psachim. Yeah? You following? Yeah? So says the Tzlach like this. Says the Tzlach, I've got two options. Either I can say that we became bigger. Our fingers are bigger and people are bigger. Or you can say that the fruit became smaller. Says the Tzlach, what's the more probable? What's the more mistaba? It's more mistaba, fruit became smaller rather than saying people became bigger. Why? Because we always know this chalishas adayras and it's nismat. We're weaker. So it's very mistaken to say similarly, we became smaller. It's not. Says the Tzlach, therefore says the Tzlach, the Beim must have become smaller. The Beim must be smaller than the Beim that Chazal are referring to. And he says the Tzlach, it's half the size. Says the Tzlach is half the size. So if let's say a beitza, let's say there's a chiyuv to eat, you have to eat a beitza, you've got to double the normal size. You've got to double, instead of 57 grams that we made, or 50 grams, you've got to double it to 100 grams. You've got to double the shear. If you want to medak the in the rices, you have to make sure, we have to be choysher, says the Tzlach, that the beer became half the size, and therefore, and then says the Tzlach, then that will fit in. If you put double those beer in this cubic centimeters, then it'll fit, the double will fit in very well. Right? That's the shittas Tzlach. This is the makur that Tzlach has to this new idea of this new shir, which we know as a Chazanish shir, right? Because a Chazanish, he's got a whole kuntras in his sefer, kuntras Hashirim, and he backs up the Tzlach, he backs him up with so many different rayas, and very, very strongly, he backs him up, and that's where we know, that's where it comes from, the Chazanish shir. So again, so Reb Chaim Noah is shir, because he follows the Rambam, and he works with coins. The Chazanish shir is because he backs up the Tzlach, where the Tzlach tries to work with the fingers. And if according to the way you work with fingers, and then it doesn't fit. That's why we have to change, and we have to make it. We have to be machmeh, and we have to double. Okay. So these are the two sides of it. There's the Chazanish bring this interesting thing. The Tzlach had a Talmud, he wrote a sefer called Tshuva Ma'aba, and he writes that he spoke to Tzlach about it, and he said to him that maybe your fingers are a bit bigger than the general people's fingers. Maybe. I think they say it's Yudua Tzlach was a bit of a broad-built person. So he suggested, maybe your fingers are bigger. Maybe. So he writes there that he smiled. He writes that he smiled. So he wanted to suggest, why did Tzlach smile? Because Tzlach heard him. Yeah, and he heard the suggestion, and maybe Taka was Chayza. Says the Chazanish, it can't be. just from a smile, it's lach shabichoyza, meichet eisa. Well, just, you can't, that's not how it goes in psak, because you don't know that. Nunu, a person says nunu, that's it, that's a clear psak. Yeah, you can't. You got his, if he's choyza, he's got to be mashkir on that. And second, he says the chazanish, if the tzlach, he obviously knew that if his fingers, if he was choyza's fingers were larger than normal people's fingers, then obviously he would have used other people's fingers. Why should he have used his own? He would have guessed that maybe his fingers are not, they don't fit exactly, they won't work out. That's one of the, there's lots of interesting nakudas that come out of this. That's the general, that's the basic machloikas chazanish and chayim noyim. Now, the mechaber in two places, Shulchan Aruch writes in two places that sheikh challah. What's a sheikh challah? How much dough? How much flour do you have to have in order to mechayev challah? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, Tofnun. Somewhere. And in Hilchos Challah in Yeridah, it says the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's 520 dirhams. Shulchan Aruch writes that. 520 dirhams. The Rambam, it comes from the Rambam. The Rambam says so in Pirush Mishnayos. And it's very clear that the Mechaber, I'm not going to go into all the Cheshbonos, how it comes out of 520 dirhams. Because, like we said before, the Rambam says that the water, the displacement of water from these coins are 27 coins. The displacement of flour over these coins is not the same shape, because flour and water don't have the same weight. Yeah, flour weighs much less than water. So the displacement, how many coins you're gonna have to put in order to make the displacement, is going to have to be. The Rambam writes what the shape, how many coins it's going to be for kemach. The Rambam says, umi kemach, kagoyin shmeina asa there, and from kemach is 18, close to 18, not 27. It's 18 dirhams because kemach takes up more space. So when it takes up more, so it works at eight. Now, in the sheikh challah, we know, the Gemara says in Erevin, how many beitzim do you have to have for sheikh challah? 43, and a fifth beitzim, the Gemara says. So now, if you make a cheshbon, a revius, says the Rambam, a revius is 18 dirhams. Now, therefore, beitzah is only two-thirds of that. So two-thirds of 18 is 12. And then, so 12 times 43 and a fifth, 12 times 43 and a fifth is 520. So that's where the Rambam comes from, the 500, that's where it comes from, 500, that's where the Mechaber Pasuk is, 520 dirhams. Now 520 of the coins, these dirhams, what's 520 times 3.205? It's a kilo is 666 grams, right? A kilo is 666 grams. According to the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim Noe, already with a kilo 666 grams, there's a chayv eschalam with the rice with a bracha. According to Reb Chaim Noe. That's the comes out of the cheshbon, right? It wasn't too long. Some of you have. Ma'ashen kei lefi de chazanish, it's a much, much bigger shape. It's a much bigger shape. It's not doubled because it's working with flour. It's a very different shape, right? Lefi de chazanish. So again, the poskim say, me'ikadin, and especially the Sfadish poskim, me'ikadin, chiyuv chala, chayv eschalam is ready with 1,666 grams. It's ready chayv eschalam with the reisa. The meisa, even though the Sfadish poskim say that's me'ikadin, but Rav Avadya Yosef writes, and he's got tshuva and Chava Das, he writes, "Ba'avadu should be choishesh to the chazanish and not make a bracha." So like I was saying in the beginning, avadu we machmir, like the shear that you need, right? But the moshav here, we machmir have the bigger shear in order to make a bracha, but we still machmir with a smaller shear because we take on mikadin like a b'chaim noy. We machmir have the smaller shear, and choy v'schala is the kriv das. V'aloch lemeis, you know what the choy v'schala is? The meis, shnas yishayim. Moshav hilchus eruvin. Hilchus eruvin. You have to have a mechitza of 10 tvachim. Okay, we haven't gone into the tvachim yet. What's the shit? What's the shit 10 tvachim? What is it? The smaller shit, the bigger shit. So again, there, meikadin, the poskim say it's the smaller shit. The meikadin. But rather, we machme that the chazanish to use the bigger shit. Now, where's the machroikas come from? Tvachim, 10 tvachim, amma. We know there's also in tzitzis, and everything, and everywhere you go, wherever you turn, you'll see machlokes. Everything is chazanish chayim noyim. So where does that come from? So it's like this. The tzlach used thumbs in order to make his cubic centimeters. In order to make his cubic, he used thumbs. Now, what was the shear? What was the shear of his thumbs? Now, it comes out picheshbon. The shear of his thumbs, each the thumb where the knuckle is, it's 2.4 centimeters. So he made a cheshbon, 2.4 centimeters, and that's how he came out with his cheshbon. If you measure today, people's thumbs, and generally speaking, our thumbs, doesn't matter if it's a thin person or if it's a fat person, they're all the same. When it comes to this, the shell of the thumb, generally speaking, if a person just measures with a ruler, it's very close to 2.4 centimeters. It is very close. So l'chayra, it sounds like the tzlach. It's correct that the thumbs don't fit with the beitzim, right? Very nice, we're saying the coins, the work, the fechesh. But what do we do with this? The Gemara says that a revi says this shell of the thumbs, and it doesn't fit. You know, what are you going to do with the tzlach is tiny? What are you going to do with this tiny? And the Matzias Taka shows, that thumbs are taka close to, very, very close to the tzrachis, So because of this taka, so the emes said this. The Paskim said this. Two points. Right, so the Paskim say that you're forced to say from the Gemara, because the way it fits with the Rambam's, Cheshbon, you're forced to say that our thumbs are not, we're not measuring it correctly. And our thumbs fit better with 2 centimeters. Finish. Our thumbs fit with 2 centimeters. Now, interestingly, there's something called electronic digital caliper. And that is, it's a very, very meduyak way of measuring. And you can put your thumb inside it, and there's metal balls from both sides, and it comes through, and you measure exactly. And it's got electronic device telling you exactly. And now, if you use these, even for today, if you use these electronic devices, our thumbs are 2 and 2.1. Our thumbs are 2 centimeters. The way it looks like, the way we measure with, it's very difficult to measure, because you squash it, and it's very... But if you use these electronic calipers, then it works out, Tucker, that's 2 centimeters. Samela, or the tzlach is tiny ring, that the thumbs work out way much bigger. If you medaktik, if you mishayel with this, then the taka works out 2 centimeters and it fits well. The Chazanish says that this. The Chazanish says, up until the tzlach, that everybody used the shay of the Rambam. Everybody used it. The tzlach came out, he came out with his chiddush. So what are you supposed to do? What happened? Well, we're all wrong until now? Says the Chazanish, interesting thing, this is Kedar Koy. So no, up until the times of the Tzlach, around the era, everybody used the other shear, the smaller shear. It doesn't mean that now we found out that it's wrong. It doesn't mean it's wrong. Says the Chazanish, Chazal or Chachamim of every day have a right to say, listen, this is what Taka everybody was knowing up until now. But for some reason it doesn't fit. It doesn't work out the way we make the Cheshbonos. So from now we're going to change. It doesn't mean, says the Chazanish, because we're changing up until now, we're making a mistake. As I look at the Chazanish, there is an interesting tshuva from one of the Rishonim, one of the Goyim of Haigon. The Chazanish brings this tshuva down. Shteit in Haigon, shteit like this. The Haigon says that why were Chazal, as I told you at the beginning of the Shir, Chazal gave from Malachim Shem Sinai shiur, right? Now, Chazal gave shurim according to fruits. The Gemara says there that the Alochim Shesina is Chita, Soyer, Geffen, Tein, Rimun, and Chita is referring to one thing. Soyer is referring to another thing. And when it comes to Geffen, it's referring to Gfanim, referring to wine of Nozit. And then the Gemara says you use the shear of Gfanim. There's a whole question, what's it connected to wine? Why has it got to do with wine? So Tosfos there explains because we have to use Dafka wine or water because wine's got a different displacement to water. Says of Haigon, why do we use fruits? Why was Alochim Shesinai kaveh on fruit? Interesting thing. Where do we find kaveh according to somewhere? Why fruit? What is the idea of it that we set on fruit and we say, yeah, each fruit is giving its own shape? A soira is metama. Why is it fruits? What's the what behind the fruits? Says of Haigon, listen to this. Says of Haigon, because Chazal knew that over the times, coins, and general and weighing machines over the years, it's always going to change. So Mela, if you use coins, like the Amitaka used these coins those days, Durham, and today we're all flustered about it. So if the Alok Mishnah was set on coins, we're not going to know how to use it for today. Therefore, they set on fruit, because fruit stays on void. As long as there's a world, there's fruit. So the fruit, you can always have fruit around, and you can always know to measure according to the fruit. As each thing has gone. And let me ask you a question.
Science has changed.
Let me ask you a question. If you're telling me that fruit also changed, that's what Slach said, so then what we gained? Yeah. It's the same, you're in the same problem.
Yeah.
So Elamai, it's very clear, that fruit has not changed. You can't say such a thing, fruit doesn't change. What happened with the miraculum was miraculous fruit. But generally speaking, fruit, the size of fruit, is the same. Grapes have always stayed the same. Eggs have always stayed the same. As always before, very clear.
An apple tree has got different size fruits.
Okay, but each apple, Granny Smith, each apple is the same apple, no? Same size.
Apple tree get?
Crab apple.
Big grapes.
Yeah.
Depends on the
vine. Chitin and soirim. You've got to cut them at the right time, you need them to dry.
You get
apples
can
still fall off. Huh? Not, apple trees are general, apples are the same. Apple. Granny Smith is the same, and cooking apples are all the same size, more or less.
No.
Well,
Bane was saying
this.
Yeah.
Brumley apple
is twice the size.
Yeah.
Brumley apple is twice the size.
Yeah.
Cooking
apple.
Yeah, everybody, each breed has its own size. Even each breed. And right,
so
Chazal never set any shroom on apples. Maybe apples, maybe.
Grapes,
we
have different
size
grapes.
Yeah,
there's
just
a bag
on. There's just a bag on.
It's
cut now, babe. No, it's cloth from this bag on. There's just a thing that's cut to a bit. Right, so Chazal brings this bag on. Chazal brings this bag on, and it's a trouble.
They used to get bigger olives and smaller olives.
Maybe we know there's contemporary, there's the normal acceptable olives, and then you've got big ones and small ones as well. What are the normal olives in the market? Maybe there's normal olives and there's different size olives. Eggs as well. True, there's eggs also different size eggs. Yeah. Different size eggs. Yeah. Okay. So the Maaseh, the Chazon Ish says on this of Hagon, the Chazon Ish says it doesn't mean that the fruit never changed. It doesn't mean that. The Hagon doesn't mean that. If Hagon means because there's always fruit around. That's all it means. There's always fruit, and you can always use fruit. Whereas coins and mishkolis and other weighing machines, weighing measurements, they're not around sometimes. They disappear. We don't have them anymore. But it's very schwer. The Chazon Ish has got a way out to get out of it. And he says himself that it ends off. If Hagon ends off, and it's up to the Chachamim to decide. That's Berech the Loshon of Hagon. It's up to Chachamim to decide. Says the Chazon Ish, what those words mean? It's up to Chachamim to decide. Says the Chazon Ish, because no, Chachamim and each door can come along and decide accordingly. If it's up to Chachamim, it's already been set like that from the beginning. From the Bialocha, the Mishabruim, as I said, Mishabruim Paskin, the Hilchas Kiddush. Mishabruim Paskin, Simrei Shain Aleph. And he says he ends off after he brings it. The nochin lochosha devem in a kiddush alayla, but kolponim yule katchila shiachsek a koyz kishnei beitzim. The katchila, a person should have a koyz that has two beim. So like we said, the tzlach holds that it's double, right? So and then we like you said koyz is gematria 86 and 100. The double is 150. 150 is not exactly double. Not exactly exact. 150 is gematria koyz hagul. So the Katchila, we all know, when it comes to Kiddush, then a person should have a bigger share. Then he says, but you can drink smaller. Mm-hmm. And the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah also passes in Hilchos Pesach, when it comes to Matzah, a person should be Machmir. When it comes to Moro, you can be Mekel, because Moro is only the Rabbonon. By the Reis, it's Machmir, by the Rabbonon, it's Mekel. Now, where's the Machloikas come from? Tfochim, Amos, where's that come from? So I started off saying this. What is the share of Etzba? So Etzba, the tzlach tokon is 2.4 centimeters. The ma'isa, the Reb Chaim Noor will take on, it's 2.1 centimeters, 2 centimeters. Now each etzba, each tefach is made up of four etzboys. So if you make a cheshbon, so if it's 2.4 centimeters times 4, so each tefach is 9.6 centimeters. And if it's 2 centimeters times 4, each tefach is only 8. So what's 10 tefachim? That's the shir mechitza of 10 tefachim. So 9.6 times 10, so the field chazanish is 96, a meter, round off to a meter. If Mashen Kein Afi Reb Chaim Noe, what's the share of a mechitza of 10 tefachim? Only 80 centimeters, and then so and so forth. That's how you go further and further, and it can make big enough kamilas. Where the bigger the share is, the bigger the difference will be between them. Now Mishnah Berurah said that this Mishnah Berurah in Bialoch in Hilchas Kiddush, he asks a question on the tzlach. He says, okay, Shein the Tzlach says he made this cheshbon and you have to double it. Says the Mishnah Berurah this. The Gemara says in Psachim, in Yuma, daf pei. The Gemara says there, meloi lugmov of a person. In other words, the full cheeks of a person. It's mavur in the Gemara takes up more than it reveals, right? More than it reveals. The two cheeks of a person take up more than it reveals. So, in other words, a person can fit inside more than 1.5 beer. The normal share reveals is 1.5 beer. That's the share reveals, 1.5 beer. So a person can fit inside his mouth 1.5 beer. Okay? Now, says Mishnah Brura, I tried that with people. 1.5 beer, they can zikha fit in their mouth, not a problem. But according to Tzrach, you have to double it. And so in other words, it's 3 beer reveals, it's 3.5 beer. Says the Mishnah Brura, I tried with many people to fit 3 beim in a person's mouth, and he says, normal people, all they could fit in is 2. They couldn't fit so much, they couldn't fit 3. That which the Tzlach would hold, that Rabbi says 3 beim, and the Gemara said you can fit in more than 3 beim in your mouth. You can't, the Metzi says you can't fit so many beim in one's mouth. So what's the Tzlach going to do with that Gemara and Yuma? So they bring, the Chazanish himself also addresses this problem. And the Chazanish says that, no, it's not a problem. Why? He says, because when the Gemara says, Maloi Lugmov, really it means only one cheekful. Novos. A person, says the Chazanish, and the Stipler says the same, a person can't fit, he can't completely fill his cheeks. It's not possible to fill the cheek completely. A person always needs a bit of space to move around in there. So Meida says the Chazanish, even those two Bermetzias, you won't be able to fit in both your cheeks, you're able to fit 3 beim of our beim, but theoretically you can do it. Theoretically you can fit it. So that which my brother says, the Maisa tried to do it, so the Chadish, you don't have to do it by nice moments, yes, because the person automatically won't allow his mouth to be completely full. Yeah, we mentioned before that the Mechaber takes on at the Rambam. The Mechaber takes on because he quotes the Rambam that Shir Chala is 520 dirham. So now says the Poskim, the Poskim said this. The Mechaber is taking on at the Rambam. So in other words, from the time of the Rambam up until the Mechaber, it makes sense to use the same coins, right? And it's, in other words, it's Mestaba to say the coins didn't change. Says the Apostle, if up until the Mechaber the coins never changed, that's why we could still use the same Shiz the Rambam, Meichet is to say that from then until now the coins changed. And therefore we got the wrong coins. Therefore it's Mestaba, the coins the right coins. Now it is. If you look, they made lots and lots of research with the coins. And they came out of this. That we took on before, according to Chaim Noy, a coin, these coins the Rambam was quoting, is 3.205 grams. That's how much these coins are. Lemaisa, they've done lots of research over the years, and they've picked up, they've found lots of these coins, lots of these dirhams, and they say that on generally speaking, on average, these coins never ever reach so, they're not so heavy at all. They never reach so much. The maximum is 2.95 grams. That's it. Not more than that. So Elamai, the Chazanish, Elamai, Reb Chaim Noy, when he said, yeah, the Rambam was talking about these coins, and these coins are 3.205 grams. No, the Rambam was talking about smaller coins. Way smaller than that. So Takasam wants to say that even Reb Chaim Noy's share, which he goes with the coins, is wrong as well. Because the coins are not so big. The coins are much smaller than that. Lemaisa, so they say like this, the Achronim say this, the Poskim today say like this, they say true. A lot of these coins, but these coins come from all different parts of the world. They come from Syria, come from Morocco, they come from... The Rambam specifies, the Rambam says very clearly quite a few times, that we're talking about dirhams of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. Because that's where the Rambam came from. And they didn't find so many of these coins. They haven't found so many of those. But very possible each country had different size coins. And it's very possible that even though true, all other coins are much smaller, but nevertheless, the coins from Mitzrayim are tacking the size much closer, much closer to Reb Chaim Noy. It's Yodua, the stipler backed up the Chazanish very, very, very heavily. The stipler was behind the Chazanish, his brother-in-law, and there was no two ways about it. The Chazanish was 100% right. And there's also interesting ma'aser. I heard this ma'aser, but there's a yid called Yochanan Kanovsky. Yochanan Kanovsky is Matryosa Kanovsky's father. He himself, Yomov, he moved to Israel. And Yodua, say that he was one of his projects was was Shurim. He was one of his pet subjects. And they say that the Maisa was, he once went to the stipler, and he asked the stipler, so, okay, the Maisa, what's the right shit? Who's right, the Chazanish or Pchamlon? So the stipler said, Avada, Chazanish. There's no question about it. Avada was a Chazanish. Mamash Bechola Toika. And then another time, he went into Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv, and he asked him, what's his day about it? So Rabbi Yashiv said, it's obvious that Pchamlon is right. It's obvious that he's the right shit. And nevertheless, it's Yadua, nevertheless, there's a Maisa pulled down. The Rabbi Yashiv, Yashin the Becher from his grandfather, yeah, the Leshem. Yeah, Yashin the Becher from the Leshem. Yes, yeah, correct. And he was always Kol Yom of Mitzdar. He couldn't use it. Why? Because it was too small. It was a Pchaim Noyes shit. And he never used it. And only towards the end of his life, his son-in-law Yitzchak Silberstein took this Becher and he gave it to a tzrif, somebody who can play around with metal, and he made it a bit taller. Very nicely, and he brought it to the Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv was ever so happy, and Rabbi Yashiv used it. He started using it. So who's right? What's Rabbi Yashiv doing? He's saying that Chaim Noy is right. The Torah says, "Avada, because Meikadin. Besides, the Chazan Shul Stipler, Meikadin. Kol Adoyos they talk on like a Chaim Noy. There's no question about it. Now today." Avada with Choshesh to the Chazanish, and we would never be Makel, definitely by their eyes, even their bonos would try not to be Makel against the Chazanish.
The density of wine and water is quite slightly different.
They are different, yeah.
It's different size holders.
Ah, yeah? It's thicker, but it's way more.
Because now there's everything that is, everything is changing, everything's re-engineered. So even, as you say, even the forest has been changed. Everything we have now is being modified.
She told him I am not. He took my notice. He's not here. He took out his hearing.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the bridge. Rashi says over here, by Nagashem, by Makas Rosum Loka. Now, by Makas Rosum
Harry had this miyuchad dikavishnish. It's much more from the pasuk. The Harry himself had that. The espeisoi, the ruim kibuk, the ruim in a espeisoi. So the mafreshim explained over here different ways how Rashi knows that it was this miyuchad dikavishnish
which Harry had. The video stopped working in the middle?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes, but I came back
on. Which one is it?
Both colors.
So then why do you have two?
On the live stream.
On the
video.
Yeah, it'll be the whole stream, actually.
So you went off for like a few seconds. Look back. Yeah, very clear.
Yeah,
shkech.
That's how Rashi knows that the nega of the Rebbe was on Paray was this Yuchat Nega of Makas Rosh.
So what did everybody else get?
Was it on? So they learned everybody else generally became ill. There's no...
Something's going on.
Yeah, something's going on out of the norm.
No, it's just
Al Davar Sorai says Rashi, Al Pi Diburo. That's why it says Al Pi Diburo.